Good day, Rob Grayson for Gary B. It's time to take a look at local and regional news from the WRD Entertainment Newsroom. This online broadcast is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Well, at its meeting last night, the Independence County Quorum Court approved the minutes of previous meetings of the budget, hydro, and road committees. During the meeting last month, the budget committee recommended that a salary range of a minimum of $48,000 to a maximum of $60,000 be established for the new position of a director of the Economic Development Commission. The salary paid would depend on the experience of the person hired. The budget committee also recommended that land on the end of Lower Main Street be purchased for $90,000 to build a parking lot to allow for additional parking space when district and circuit court is in session. The only parking available currently is at the jail. The court, during last night's meeting, decided to proceed with the purchase of the land, with $51,600 coming from the jail construction fund and $38,400 coming from the county general fund. At its meeting last month, Steve Fletcher of Luna Energy, the new manager of the hydro project, recommended to the hydro project committee that an engineering firm from North Little Rock be hired and that an engineering firm from North Carolina with experience in rock-filled wooden dams be consulted concerning the lock and dams on the White River. The committee also proposed that a state and independent audit be conducted for the project and that all previous audits for the project be obtained. In other news, John Wayne Morgan, age 26, of Calico Rock, was returned Friday to the Izard County Detention Facility from a prison in northern Minnesota to answer charges this week in Izard County Circuit Court. Morgan is accused of commercial breaking and entering, along with theft of property involving three businesses in Calico Rock last year. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said that Morgan will be returned to Minnesota to finish serving his sentence in that state, and if convicted in Izard County, he'll be returned to Arkansas to serve any imposed prison time. In other Sheriff's Department activities, Gary Leroy DeMay, age 59, of Oxford, was arrested July 9th on drug charges to include manufacturing of a controlled substance and possession of a controlled substance. DeMay posted bond in the amount of $2,500 and was released from the Izard County Detention Facility. A 21-year-old Independence County man was arrested early Saturday morning after a one-vehicle accident. Police were called to Highway 25 and Heber Springs Road, where a 2001 Oldsmobile Bravada was totaled in an accident in which the Olds left the roadway and traveled 216 feet before it came to rest. Police say the car rolled at least once. Injured in the accident was the driver, Brandon L. Wisdom of Stacy Drive in Independence County. Police say Wisdom was apparently involved in a hit and run at the Moose Lodge before he had the accident. Wisdom was cited for driving while intoxicated, reckless driving, and three other misdemeanors. We'll have some more local and regional news online after a word from our sponsor for online news, Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
In other news, a Batesville man reported to police that his car, valued at $8,000, was stolen from the parking lot of an apartment building on 15th Street. Police say Javier Artulio told them he parked it in the lot at 1 a.m. and when he checked at 8 a.m. it was gone. Artulio said he had left the keys in the car but thought he had locked the doors. The home where Little Rock television anchor Ann Presley was attacked is being demolished. Homeowner Charlotte Witt says she and her husband wanted to downsize and that she met with Presley's family to make sure they had no objections to their plans. Summertime storms have brought Arkansas lots of lightning. The National Weather Service says Montgomery County reported more than 1,700 lightning strikes in a three-hour period last night. The hot weather is expected to continue today. Much of the state is under a heat advisory through tomorrow night. And finally, Chesapeake Energy says it's investigating a rupture in a gas well line near Searcy that prompted some people to evacuate their homes. The initial burst yesterday was heard for several miles. The company says the pipe has been repaired. And that's a look at local and regional news online. Rob Grayson for Gary B. on this Tuesday. Again, a big thanks to Liberty Bank of Batesville for sponsoring online news. You folks have a great day.